Yesterday's gospel talked about the image of universality or Catholicism of the teaching of Jesus. All walks of life are called and invited to be part of the mission. Jesus was preaching the good news through cities and villages with his disciples. These disciples were not only men, but women who lived, supported, and an important component of the work of Jesus and the disciples. Jesus was also surrounded by people who came for him from nearby communities and cities. All these people provided for Jesus and the 12 out of their own resources and provisions. They took upon themselves the universality of giving, generosity of heart, and willingness to be part of the mission of Jesus. Now, in our gospel for today, Jesus was teaching his disciples the parable of the sower. Jesus was sowing the seed upon the hearts of his listeners. He scattered the word and planted them in their hearts and mind to follow and continue planting the seed for others. As indicated in the parable, some of the seed falls on the path, on rocks, among thorns, and in the good soil. My dear brothers and sisters, the central message is that even though some of the seed that the sower plants will wither and die, there is some which will find fertile soil and flourish. So it is with the word of God and the word of Jesus. It is a message of confidence and hope for the future of the kingdom. In the gospel, it is Jesus' disciples who are the fertile soil. And as he finished the parable, Jesus called out to all, inviting them to hear. He did not mean that they just physically hear. They're meant to listen carefully, to assimilate fully, and to implement effectively all that he says. He is the sower. The seed is the word. Those spoken to are the soil. The seed that falls in good soil represents those who hear the word in all openness and accept it fully. The word takes root deep within them and overflows in all kinds of good works. So let us be part of this group of people, the good soil, where the word is planted, blossom, and become fruitful. Let us be one of the disciples of Jesus that amidst hardships and challenges, we will take that responsibility to continue the mission, to spread the good news to others by living simple, honest, and productive life always. Let us be the face of the word, the face of Jesus to others. Disciples who bear fruit, as Jesus said in the last part of the gospel, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patient endurance. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray in this Eucharist that we may always have a listening heart like the Blessed Virgin Mary, a good soil that bear fruit and good example for others by words and deeds. May the Blessed Virgin Mary intercede for us.